today on Real Ghost Stories Online. His mom passed away, and since then he's been experiencing paranormal activity. Does she have something to do with it?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. And as I promised earlier, I do have a interesting experience or story, I guess, of something that had happened over the weekend. You know, when timing just seems to add up and you can't really predict or put together the pieces as to why, because it really doesn't make any sense, but you know the odds of what just happened were very slim to nil.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I had. Absolutely meaningless, but the odds very slim to nil. So I was driving over to Home Depot the other day, and my daughter Harper is texting me something about Scooby-Doo. There was like a new version of it or something on HBO, I think. I don't know. But she texted me some Scooby-Doo stuff, and I looked at it when I was driving, and I put my phone down. And then about, like, I don't know, 30 seconds later, coming at me in the other lane, or not like at me directly, but in the opposing lane, is the Scooby-Doo van. Like somebody has it like as their vehicle for their business. And I'm like, well, that's kind of funky and weird. Then I'm listening on the radio to our podcast. I'm listening actually to the Hidden Killers podcast. I was trying to get caught up on some of the courtroom testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell at that moment in time. And some of the testimony is talking about an interaction that they had at a restaurant called Firebirds. Firebirds is a chain of restaurants. I think there's like 60 of them around the country. And I remember eating at one in Wichita. And thinking, I wonder if we'd ever get one of those here. Because we're a very growing area. There's stuff popping up every time. And I go to the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're building a Whole Foods up there. I wonder how that's coming along. So, of course, I Google it while I'm in my car. And the first thing that I see in that development is, first restaurant has announced plans for opening, Firebirds.
Wow, that's like, crazy.
Like two in a row that were just like, that's weird. That's really weird. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, none of it had any sort of real, you know, important, significant meaning to me, I would say. But it was just kind of funny. Is that just kind of like you're on track when things like that happen?
People always tell me there are no such things as coincidences. So I don't know if something or somehow something was trying to get your attention, or I don't know. But the Scooby-Doo thing, the best thing would be like you turn the radio on and there's Casey Kasem doing a countdown, you know?
Yeah.
The voice of Shaggy. There would have been the triune God kind of thing.
That would have been, yeah. I mean, it was just so weird. But anyway, 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Ivan. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I just recently started listening to this podcast. Not really a podcast listener, but in any event, I'm Hispanic. And years ago, when I was younger, my mom, God rest her soul, used to have, I guess you could say, psychic abilities. She could predict things. But in any case, she passed away several years ago. And since then, I've been noticing some weird things. But I really don't know what's going on. So I have a family. I have a wife and two kids. And we've lived in, say, four different residences so far, and one was in Camden, New Jersey, and we used to hear footsteps upstairs when nobody was up there. Never thought too much of it. But stayed that way. We just asked ourselves, you know, did you hear that? That kind of thing. We all looked at each other like, yes, we did. We moved into the next house. We had the same problem. My wife used to feel a presence on the steps following her. We found out later on that the lady who owned the house, her son had been shot, and he spent the rest of his days in that house. And he eventually passed away there. She said she used to feel like an evil presence, like if something was pressing down on her shoulder. So, again, you know, we left that house, moved into the next house, which was actually like maybe four doors down. And again, we felt the presence in the hallway. Upstairs, we would hear somebody walking around upstairs in the bedroom when we were downstairs, rather, and we would hear somebody coming down the steps, and she would always feel something. As a matter of fact, the last day that I was there, I was downstairs cleaning up, washing the dishes, getting ready to move out, when the window mysteriously blew out and flew all the way across the room and landed on the other side of the room. I went to the window. I went outside. It wasn't too windy, so I couldn't explain how the window blew that far. But I was like, okay, you know, the hair stood up on my arms, and I got the hell out of there. Well, a couple of days, the first day that we moved into the residence where we're at now, we moved in during the day, and then that night is when we physically moved in. We have, at that time, we had three cats. Two of the cats ran upstairs, and one cat, Stinky, we couldn't find him for a while. When we did find him, he was hiding in the basement. He did not want to come back upstairs. To this day, he's constantly looking at the steps. My wife claims to see a shadow figure walking. She's noticed it downstairs. She's noticed it upstairs. It's mainly in the hallway. The cats, when they come upstairs, they run through the hallway before they come into the room. And I've felt things, but I've never actually seen anything. But we're starting to feel as though it's something that follows us around. And that's basically, you know, my story. There are other things that have occurred with us. My daughter actually, at the previous house, ran out of the bathroom naked because she's seen a woman dressed in all black outside of the bathtub. She literally ran out of the bathroom. It took us about a month and a half maybe to get her to go back into the bathroom on her own. We're not paranormal investigators, but we've been to places like Gettysburg Battlefield. We've been to Fort Mifflin and here in Philadelphia, which I believe we did bring something home from that place. I had something on video that I caught as I was running around with my cell phone. I didn't see anything physically, but several months later, I happened to look at the footage, and you can hear in the background, sounds like somebody's being whipped and somebody screaming. And then at the very end of the video, you hear someone say, "One way in, one way out." To this day, I don't remember anyone being in there with us. So I don't think that it was an actual person, but I have yet to figure that one out. We've been to Burlington County Prison, where my daughter took a picture, and we were in the gallows where several people got hung there, and we picked up on her phone what looked to be someone in a hood, but we're not too sure. We showed it to a couple of people, and they thought that it was nothing. So, like I said, I don't know. We're not paranormal investigators, but, you know, we are interested. And I do believe in the afterlife, so I don't know. But in any case, that said, I don't usually don't listen to podcasts, but I am into that kind of thing, and just wanted to know what you thought about that. Oh, and by the way, I am Hispanic, Puerto Rican to be exact. And again, my mom used to deal with what's called Santeria, but before it was all said and done, she was dealing with Brujeria, which is basically black magic. She didn't die to me, I thought she died a horrible death. She ended up having a stroke at the age of 51, passed away at 53, suffered in those couple of years that she was alive. And I believe that when you mess with things like that, you're messing with evil spirits. And that's my story. You ever want to reach me, my number is 2675.
And we turned the phone number off there. What are your thoughts on that?
Big story. So much going on. I don't know if they necessarily brought something back from Fort Mifflin or Gettysburg. It's possible. My first thought process was somebody in the family has abilities that allow energies to know they're there and want to communicate. The cats, very interesting to me because in the other locations, not a problem. But you go into this place, if something was following them, they would have kind of reacted the same way at the other location. So that's kind of interesting. And then you've got the mom factor in there too, and some of the stuff she was into. This is a big story to me because there's so many angles that you could look at and really get into.
There really is. There's a lot of ways to dissect each and every piece of it, which I will not do right now. But it's one of those where as you're listening, it's like, oh, I want to, that'd be, I should have taken notes, but I did not. But thank you for sharing that with us. We do greatly appreciate it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. And hey, if you want an ad-free version of the show, get it. Apple Podcasts is where you can check that out, or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.